Hello there. Welcome back to 5 Minutes with V, a podcast of sorts. It's a beautiful day and I had a feel-good feeling on the first part of the subject of love. So let's take a listen to a few amazing adults on what they think love is.
For me, love is hugs, kisses, money, and trips around the world.
And as for me, I think love is having special feelings for someone, like really liking them. And it's a natural thing.
So I feel love is a feeling of attraction towards someone. When you love someone, you show care to someone. Yeah, I feel that's what love is.
My name is Tatiana Temani, and I think love is an affection that you show to others, an affection that you show to people around you. Not only people, but things can be animals, people, the environment.
Chileshe Muchinde here, explaining my version of what love is. So, throughout my experiences, I would say love is mainly helping each other grow, helping each other, build and really, so love has really lost its meaning in our generation, but I feel with the people we have left, we've really seen that the true love we receive is from our family, our friends, our supporters, and mainly our day ones. Love is not really material, it's not really earthly. It's more than a calm expression. It's all chips on the deck. It's warm. Love helps you. It builds you. It feeds you. It makes you smile without a reason. I'm too passionate. Thank you very much. That's my definition of love.
Well, love is a topic that is usually misunderstood, misinterpreted. It has got many definitions, which most of them are correct depending on the person describing it and the situation as to how or why they're defining love. But as for me, I feel and think love is more than a feeling. It's more than an emotion, because a feeling and an emotion can go away. If you say, I love you, and then that feeling or emotion goes away, it means next I'll hate you, or I'll feel frustrated or something having you around. But for me, I think the best definition that I have for love is based on the Bible and how God describes love. That it's not an emotion, it's not a feeling, but it's, can I say, it's a character, an inbuilt thing. When we read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, tells us what love is. Sometimes you can do all those good things, meanwhile you don't really love the person or what you're really doing, because the motive behind that is wrong. So I would say that love, according to the Bible, is the best description. It is patience, it is kind, it endures, it is not self-seeking, and so on. I feel that's the best kind of love, because you would love a person beyond their personality, which others may find to be so difficult. They would even say, like, how do you love such a person? But still, you still love them because of the definition that you are patient with them, you are kind with them, you are not self-seeking. It's beyond a feeling. For example, if it's in a marriage, a husband or a wife loves the other. You love them despite their imperfection. You are patient, you endure, you long suffer because you love them beyond the good that they do. It's just a natural flow of love that that can only come from God. No wonder I said the best description of love is one from the Bible, because Christ loves us the way we are, not that we are perfect, not because we do anything. He loves us despite who we are, despite our failing him. He still loves us. I think that's the best kind of description for love. And that when we can only give that kind of love when we have Christ in us, to be able to love our spouses, to be able to love our children, to be able to love our friends, despite them being imperfect, we look at the good side of them and choose to be there for them. And it flows as a gift that we enjoy it despite not even receiving it back. But when it's an emotion, we expect to receive it back. And if we don't, we get frustrated and we give up. Why? Because it's not a natural flowing love of God. So I think that's the best description for me of love. It's the one that the Bible describes in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. To be able to love, to be patient, to endure, long-suffering, not self-seeking, beyond the emotions and the feeling. Thank you.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I'm grateful for your contribution, and what a way to sum it up. Marvelous. By the way, that's her name. Till the next episode, stay loving.